You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. We're here at Latitudes, and I'm here with Alice from Swim School. You've just come off stage, and you're smiling. How was it?
It was the best show we've ever played or ever witnessed. Like, that was next level adrenaline, and the first couple of songs are a bit nerve-wracking because we haven't played in so long, but then after that, it just kind of, like, all kicked in, and it was honestly so much fun. It was the best gig we've ever played, so thank you to the audience for doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I was there, and everyone seemed to be, I mean, they really got into it, as you spotted and said from the stage. I mean, so is that the first gig you've played since all of this started then?
Yeah, we did a few virtual gigs. Like, we did one for The Great Escape, which is actually how we got this, and we did some for Wide Days, but they've all been virtual, and it's not the same when you've not got an audience there. And I think that proves how much better you play, or like more adrenaline you have when you have an audience in front of you, because we've never played that well ever before. And the fact there was like a mosh pit going on, that's a dream of ours, and it's happened, so I'm just so happy.
I'm sure there'll be many more mosh pits, having just witnessed you play that.
Set the bar now, so any festival where there's not a mosh pit, then we're going to be disappointed.
you just demand them and it works. I think I read somewhere that you're all festival goers, or you've been to festivals and everything. I mean, what's it like sort of being at a festival and playing it like this? I mean,
I've heard that, like, when you play a festival as a band, you can never kind of go back to our normal festival, like, as a guest. But, like, even today when we were coming in and we could hear Wolf Alice sound checking, and there was all these incredible bands just around us, like, it was just insane. It was probably one of the, like, the most, like, not starstruck we'd been, but it was just an insane experience. And just being backstage at a festival and also hearing music again has just been incredible. So I think from now on I'll have to play a festival if I want to come to one, because it's just so much more fun.
Brilliant. But you are both Wolf Alice fans, and we'll be watching them tonight, I believe.
Absolutely. There's no question about it that we will not be in that crowd. When we found out that they were headlining the same day we were playing, we were like, it's meant to be. So we're going to go, we're going to have a few beers now, and then when it comes to Wolf Alice, just get a wee bit steaming and just cry your eyes out, basically.
Sounds good to me. You've just been described in The Enemy as the top 10 bands you must see at a festival this year. Yeah. There's lots of stuff around one of your best new bands in Scotland. I mean, how does that, is that pressure, or is that really exciting and makes you want to do more?
I think so. For the 2 years we've been in band, we've never had so much press coverage. Like, we got in Clash, Euphoria, we've got some things lined up for DIY, and then when we saw that Enemy had mentioned us in the top 10 to watch, we were just like, what the hell? We were just like, this is mental. We were like, that's like the biggest like music magazine, like we always read it and whatnot. So the fact that we're now like in it, kind of, not fully yet, we will get there one day, but it's just insane. And we find out on the way down to here, so when we're in the van leaving Edinburgh, we found out we were in the article, and we're just like, what a brilliant way to like to start the journey and like to start the weekend. So yeah, we're buzzing.
Excellent. There's been a few tracks you've released this year. You mentioned on stage that you're releasing an EP. What can you tell me about that?
So the title of it is Making Sense of It All. It's basically just about every song in the EP is based on something that's happened within the last year, and it's basically about trying to find the good in every bad situation, and that, like, if you're patient enough, good will come. Because I think we've all had like the roughest last year of like our lives with COVID, so I think we just wanted to emphasize on the fact that every tune on it is based on something bad that's happened, but like we found the good in it, and it's like I don't really know how to describe it. It's like karma, because we're good people in certain situations that it's come back round and we've like had good results, basically. Something like that.
And when's that coming out?
The 13th of August, hopefully. We've got our last track, we still need to record vocals for it, because I wasn't 100% happy. So we're going back after this weekend to then go and record the vocals, and then hopefully it won't delay the release, but if it does, it won't be that long. So we're aiming for the 13th of August, so yeah.
And what's next for Swim School? More festivals?
Oh God, we've got quite a lot. So we're playing, we've got a lot of English shows. So we're playing, I think it's Manchester Night and Day Cafe on the 5th of August. We're playing Fringe by the Sea in Edinburgh on the 8th. And then we've got our King Tut's headliner in Glasgow on the 21st of August. And then the last thing we've got in August is the 26th, and that's Nottingham headliner. So we've got a lot in August, basically. Our workers are hating us at the moment because we're asking for so much time off, but it's worth it, 100%.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for taking time to speak to me today, and enjoy the rest of your festival.
Thank you, you too. Thank you.